Blackstone Audio presents The Trail to Buddha's Mirror by Don Winslow. To Mark and Marcella. Formerly, I constructed a thatched hut in the mountains and passed several summers and winters there, subduing my passions and destroying desire. Shang Jin, A Guidebook to Mount Emei. Prologue. Dad's knock. He never should have opened the door. Neil Carey knew better, too. When you open a door, you're never really sure what you're letting in. But he had been expecting Hardin, the old shepherd who came every day at tea time to sip whiskey with him. It was raining, had been raining for 5 solid days, and by all rights, Hardin should have arrived for a bit of wet to take the chill off. Neil pulled his wool cardigan tighter around his neck, edged his chair a little closer to the fire, and hunched down lower over the table to read. The fire was waging a brave but losing battle against the cold and damp, which was miserable, even for March and the Yorkshire moors. He took another hit of coffee and tried to settle back into Tobias Smollett's Ferdinand Count Fathom, but his mind just wasn't on it. He'd been at it all day. And now he was ready for a little conversation and a spot of whiskey. Where the hell was Hardin? He looked out the small window of the stone cottage and couldn't see a thing through the mist and driving rain, not even the dirt road that climbed up from the village below. His was the only cottage on this part of the moor, and on this afternoon he felt more isolated than ever. He usually liked that. He only hiked down to the village every 3 or 4 days to pick